I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, my dad passed away 10 years ago. I've been thinking about him with Father's Day coming up tomorrow. I realized that the most valuable inheritance I received from him had nothing to do with money. My dad had a great sense of humor, a strong sense of fair play, and an abiding love for his family. It is from him that I got my love for animals. He visited my house when I had a dog that was 19 years old. He went into the bedroom where she was napping, something old dogs tend to do a lot, and just sat and watched her sleep. When I came in, he said in a reverent voice, "I don't think I've ever seen a dog that old." He believed everyone, people and animals, deserved to be treated with respect. From my dad, I learned that when you take on the responsibility for an animal, you have to put effort into caring for it. As a child, I watched him create a mush of canned dog food thinned with milk and water. He heated it in a disposable aluminum pie plate over a pan of boiling water in order to feed our new puppy who was barely weaned. As the days went by, he would gradually work in more dry food until the puppy was eating just fine. That puppy, my first pet, grew into a great little dog that was devoted to my father. From my dad, I learned to relate to an animal as a personality because each one is different. And when you let an animal's unique traits come out, you'll understand how to get along with the pet so you can just enjoy each other. I've been told that I managed to find the best pets, but I'm not sure that's true. I think I look for the best in each pet and encourage that thanks to what I learned from my dad. And from my dad, I learned how to say goodbye to my old dog when it was time, while appreciating all the good times and special moments, a hard lesson to learn. In the years since I said my final goodbye to my dad, I have appreciated even more all the lessons I learned from him. Thanks, Dad. This Father's Day, consider those who follow in your footsteps and the legacy you may leave for them, even when you're speaking of pets.